Blog Talk Radio.
To a close, let's grow together and go on a journey of discovery to explore this very question. Welcome to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for you. It's time to receive your weekly infusion of motivation and empowerment to jumpstart your week. I am your host, Shania Marie Adams, affectionately known as Coach Adams, master motivator and your resident empowerment coach. I coach and you win. Our focus on Motivational Mondays is to equip and empower you in the process of closing life's gap from where you are to where you desire to grow. You see, each week we come together to engage on life's highway. We're on a divine journey in which I truly believe God is the light, illuminating our path, guiding and directing each and every step along the way. We sincerely value your participation, our global listening audience, and we genuinely appreciate you for tuning in to this time of empowerment coined as Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, hashtag I'm for you. We don't take your time lightly or for granted, but we are eternally grateful to have this opportunity to sow into your lives on your journey of purpose to fulfill your destiny. Here on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, our programming is designed based on two formats of empowerment that we bring you faithfully each and every week. We have the blending of our in-studio guests sharing their testimonies and or their areas of expert, and we have our Shape Up series. Our Shape Up series has been designed to support you on your journey to win personally and professionally so that you may be more equipped to work it now. You may be thinking, Coach Adams, what am I working? Well, I feel the vibrations, and you're asking some great questions on this Motivational Monday. You're working your vision so that you can achieve your goals and ultimately live out your dreams. Each episode of Motivational Mondays is truly rich and insightful. We encourage you, our global listening audience, to take advantage of our on-demand library. If you have missed any of our past show installments, archives of previous broadcasts, and the richness of what is shared each week are always available for your convenience online at www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmediaforyou. Again, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia, the number four, and the letter U. Our on-demand library is filled with rich insight on various subjects to equip and empower you on your journey. Allow Coach Adams to set up the framework of where we're going into today's broadcast. I will share with you for about 40 minutes on today's topic, and we will open our lines up for your audience participation, at which time we welcome your questions and comments around today's subject. This always lends to a more interactive environment, which we absolutely love, and we encourage you, our global listening audience, to chime right on in at the appropriate time. As the youth would say, don't be scared. Nothing to be afraid of. We welcome your interaction. If you don't already have your notepads, pens, papers, laptops, desktops, your iPads, your tablets, whatever you need to capture the gems that will be shared today, you need to grab it. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays with yours truly, Master Motivator Coach Adams, it's time to shape up and win. We're in our Shape Up series. I'm real excited about today's topic. But before we jump into today's installment of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You, we ask that you take a quick moment, invite someone to share in today's broadcast with you. Allow those cute little social media juices to begin to flow. Write on someone's Facebook wall, send a tweet, a text, a DM, go old school, send an email, a message in the bottle, a carrier pigeon. Woo! Bottom line, I think you get it. We're asking that you do what you need to do to invite someone to join you for today's broadcast. We extend our gracious, heartfelt thanks in advance for your support with expanding our outreach, because without you, we couldn't do what we do. So thank you so very much. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, in our Shape Up series, let it go. Let go. There's a time for everything, and we're going to evaluate that very subject. You know, life is about seasons, and for everything, there is a specific season. For those of you that are regular listeners, you know that Coach Adams is not ashamed to share that she is a woman of faith, but I don't press my faith on anyone. It's up to you to determine your path, but this is my path. And because of that, I believe in the Bible, which is the Word of God, and so when I think about this journey that talks about life as a season and life is about a season, it brings me to a passage of Scripture, Ecclesiastes 3:1-8. Because Ecclesiastes 3:1-8 talks about there is a time for absolutely everything. There is a time to be born, a time to die. There's a time to plant, and there's a time to reap a harvest. There's a time to kill, there's a time to heal. There's a time to tear down, and there's a time to build up. There's a time to cry, and there's a time to laugh. There's a time to grieve, there's a time to dance. There's a time to scatter, there's a time to gather. There's a time to embrace, there's a time to turn away. There's a time to search, there's a time to quit searching. There's a time to keep, there's a time to throw away, there's a time to tear, there's a time to mend. There's a time to be quiet. There's a time to speak, there's a time to love, there's a time to hate, there's a time to war, there's a time for peace. There is a time for absolutely everything. There is a season. And the question raised is, do you know the season that you are in? Are you holding on to a season that has come to a close that you need to let go of? You know, I often think about an effort to bring in different personal stories of my journey. And, you know, today when I was processing around today's topic and staying and holding on to a season that has come to a close, I was reminded of when I was living in this cute little back house. The interesting thing is that when I moved into this cute little back house, quite honestly, it was an answer to prayer at the time. I was transitioning from Signal Hill, had been in a condominium community, had lived in apartments prior to that, and I thought, I want a cute little back house. I had the opportunity to meet the owner's mother, and it was perfect timing. I had been searching and at the time had not yet found anything that was what I liked and within the budget of where I was at that time. Because you see, Coach Adams has been an entrepreneur full time since 2005, and the journey hasn't always been easy as it relates to resources coming in. And I've had to make some sacrifices and some decisions because of my fire and passion for the vision that I believe God has given to me and my assignment and the journey that I'm on. And so at this particular time, I meet the owner's mother of the back house. It was actually what appeared to be a chance encounter, but I know that nothing happens by chance. I knew that that encounter was divine, and I really was open to, what does this all mean? I was praying for the right space and, you know, hopeful for the same and out there doing my due diligence in the marketplace, looking and searching. And then I had this encounter and made this connection. I went and saw the space, and oh, it was so cute. I have to paint the picture for you. The little back house, it was previously a large garage that the owner had a year before converted into this beautiful space. It had beautiful tile and countertops. It really spoke to me. When I got inside, it felt like home, and it was extra special for the moment, season. It really was. But the key to understanding this journey is that although when I was in my space, I felt very comfortable, and it was just the cutest little back house. It served the purpose for the season that I was in. It was affordable. It was doable. It was exactly what I needed. But here's the thing. I had never lived in the heart of L.A. And so it was a different psychological environment for me living in L.A., and it began to weigh on me because although when I got inside my space, it was really cute and cozy and comfortable, and it was affordable and was what I needed at the time, when I got outside, the psychological environment of where I was nothing that I had ever lived in and experienced. You see, I can't apologize for the life that I've had and the beautiful areas that I've been fortunate to live in. You see, prior to being in, you know, becoming a full-time entrepreneur, I was in property management for a number of years, probably about 8 years or so, thereabouts, and in real estate before that. But in property management, I have to paint the stage for you to really make the full connection. In management and property management, I was always afforded beautiful spaces in the beautiful areas that I worked in as a part of my compensation in that season. I had lived in West LA, I had lived in Irvine and Orange County and the West Side. And so, you know, I was accustomed to living in beautiful areas. Grew up in the South Bay area, lived a season in Agoura Hills. So again, I'm used to a certain type of psychological environment. And as we approach the story, coming back to the back house, come on, come with me. Continue to track with me. Again, the back house was an answer to prayer at that time and served its purpose for a season. But as I settled in more into the area, and I paused and began to really look around, I realized, this area is not something that I'm used to. There were bars on the windows and you drive around and there was this cloud of heaviness. It was like, you know, it was kind of depressed. And I'm used to vibrant areas. I remember when I lived in Irvine, I said, wow, this is the cleanest city, most vibrant city I've ever lived in. It was amazing. And I share with you that, again, as we go back to the purpose of my story and understanding that life is about seasons. And for everything, there is a season. But the key of understanding is not to hold on to a season that has come to a close. And my season there was starting to approach its close. Initially, it was great, and it was serving its purpose. But the more I drove around and the more I settled in, and as time continued to progress, I realized I'm no longer feeling inspired in this season. And I've been called, my assignment is a motivator. And if the motivator's not feeling inspired, Houston, woo, we have a problem. I call my mentors, I'm seeking counseling, I need support. Oh my gosh, what do I do? I love my mentors, Coach Al and Hattie Hollingsworth of Boston Movement and Vertical Leap. And I remember calling my mentor because I was really struggling. As I stated, where I was, it was serving a purpose for the season. It was an answer to prayer. I would not minimize and take that away. But there was some shifting that was happening, and I could not, you know, ignore the shifting. And if that wasn't enough, and I called my mentors, and I got some wise counsel, and then I'm starting to deal with a respiratory challenge. And I'm like, what is going on in this back house? Again, initially it was like, you know, I was on the honeymoon and it was all euphoric and it was great and it was wonderful and it started out well, but then the season started to shift and things started to change. As I drove around the area, as I stated, continue to track with me. Don't lose the points of the story. Because I believe that someone listening in, this story is really going to connect with you and where we're going in today's installment. So hang in there. Continue to track with me because there is a point to all of what's being shared. To build this case of today's topic on let go and understanding that there is a season for everything. And so I have my counseling with my mentors and, you know, I'm processing the conversation and sharing that I'm not feeling motivated and inspired in this area. Actually, it's weighing heavy on me. It's just, I'm not used to this. I'm not accustomed to this. And my mentor said, well, you got to get out of there. Well, I wasn't quite in the space to get out of there, but I heard that very loud and clear, and it was vibrating, and I'm now in this place of recognizing I need to make a change, but I'm not quite ready. You know, I'm over a year into the journey now in the little back house. It's still cute on the inside. I get inside and I'm feeling good. It's cute, my little oasis in the midst of the jungle, as one would say. But then I start to suffer with my respiratory. And I'm trying to figure out what is going on. Well, as I shared, when I was inside my little back house, it was great. So I kind of settled in my comfort zone. It was affordable. Yeah, I got outside, and the psychological environment was disturbing, but I had in my little space. I'm trying to work through that, but it was stingy every time I had to get in the car and drive around and da-da-da-da-da. I'm feeling the weight of the area that was not conducive to what I had grown accustomed to. But again, suddenly I'm starting to have some respiratory challenges. So now, even when I'm inside my cute little back house, I'm struggling. And I'm struggling in an area of breathing, and I'm trying to figure out why. Then I realized I had two long wardrobe closets, one of which had boxes in. It was being utilized for storage, and the other was for clothes. And I know that it was the prompting of the Holy Spirit that said, start to pull the boxes out, because I'm fighting to try to figure out what in the world is going on. Had gone to the doctor a couple of times, and, you know, I'm really pressing through and struggling. And I realized mold issue. And not only is it a mold issue, but it's a major mold issue that's starting to unfold. So I let the owner know the situation, and they come and assess it, and they have to start bringing people in. It turned out that I had to go through a major mold remediation. And, of course, I'm still like, oh, okay, well, now, you know, I'll work it through. But the season had come to a close. And, again, I ask you, are you holding on to a season that has come to a close? You know that it's come to a close, and yet you're still holding on. I want you to know that you're not alone, and I share this personal story with you because I, too, know what it's like to hold on to a season longer than it's designed for, because, again, it served its purpose in its season, but I was being stirred up, and I wasn't moving because I was comfortable, and the mold took it to another level, and I had to really make a decision to say, am I going to bite the bullet and move to my next season? And yes, I had to bite the bullet and make a decision to move to my next season. And I want to encourage you, and I'm going to give you some clear areas to focus in on as we're talking about, for everything, there is a season, and to let go. And the reason why I'm focused on the letting go, because that is an area that many of us struggle with. I know I have been guilty myself. I'm the first at the front of the line in the boat when it comes to experiencing holding on in a season longer than I should, knowing that the season has come to a close. Remember, for everything, there is a season. And we must know and locate the season that we are in. Oftentimes, we resist the change of the season because of where we are. It's familiar. It's comfortable. And what's on the other side is unfamiliar. It's uncertain. But let me tell you what happened. When I made the decision to say, okay, enough already. Get it, Shania Marie. It's time to make a shift. This season has come to a close. Although it served its purpose, the season has come to a close. And I remember when I got my next place after that, back in Orange County, and the first day that I drove around, it was like a breath of fresh air. I could breathe freely again. I was feeling inspired by the area, and it was just wow. But I was intimidated to move because I was comfortable. Are you in that place currently? Are you holding on to a season that has come to a close? You know it's come to a close. And you keep holding on because it's familiar. Well, I want to challenge you today to simply let go. Stop holding on to a season that has come to a close due to your fears and the uncertainty, and it's familiar and you're in your comfort zone. I challenge you to let go. Today is your day to let go. Because, see, what I realized and what I found was that what was on the other side was far greater than where I was and where I had been. But I would not have made it there if I wasn't willing to let go. And, you know, I must say that whenever I have been in that place, that, you know, fork in the road of making a decision, that struggle of making a decision, most people have a difficult time simply making a decision because of those things that we just mentioned. And you may have your own things. I said fear. I said comfort. I said it's familiar. I said the uncertainty gets us in this. But I must say, when I reflect back over on my life and my journey, whenever I have been at that fork in the road and I made the decision to embrace the change and recognize that a season had come to a close, what I embraced their following was far greater than where I was and where I had been. It was exactly what I needed to take me, to elevate me to the next level. And so again, I say to you, our global listening audience, wherever you are, whoever's listening in, I don't know your story, but I want to challenge you to locate where you are and to be sensitive to the gauge on the inside of you. It's trying to let you know if your season has come to a close. You know, one of the things that I've come to realize to be true, my gauge for me is, do I have peace or do I have unrest? Do I have peace doesn't mean that the journey is effortless, but it means that you are in alignment with where you should be in that moment of time. The unrest says, something's not right. You got to deal with it. It's a stirring. It's kind of, you got to shift. You got to. And so for me, I've come to realize and be sensitive to that inner knowing of God speaking to me. And the gauge is, do I have peace? Do I have unrest? Do I have peace? Do I have unrest? Again, the peace doesn't mean that you don't have to put forth the effort. It simply means you're going with the flow of the river instead of against the flow. You can be the round peg fitting perfectly in the round hole. That's going with the flow. But that resistance of unrest is that square peg trying to fit into a round hole. There's constant friction, and it's not meant to be in that space, and so therefore it's at a different level. When you're going with the flow, the waters may be moving and the waters may be unsettled, but you're going with the current, and so therefore you navigate through differently. So has the season where you are come to a close? Do you need to make a shift to move to your next level? Let's talk about let go. As you know, for those that are regular listeners, Coach Adams just loves to do an acronym for you. And so today's acronym is let go. Let go. L-E-T-G-O. Let's look at our L in our acronym for let go as it relates to holding on to a season that has come to a close and letting go. No longer resisting and trying to hold on because it's familiar, because of the uncertainty, because of fear, because of all of the stuff that we struggle with and deal with on the inside, the battle in our mind, the uncertainty, all of that. But making a decision to say, I'm going to let go. And for me, I say, I'm going to let go and let God and trust him. You may just say, because I don't believe in God, I just need to let go. Principles are universal, whatever that looks like. you need to let go. And so the L in let go is leave. Leave where you are. The season has come to a close, so don't hold on. Don't stay there. Leave. Let go and move to your next season. Leave. It's simple. Leave. Make the decision that despite the uncertainty and all of that, that you will leave. The interesting thing of understanding is that courage is only one step ahead of fear. Now, if you just make the decision, that decision gives you the courage to say, I'm going to step out. That is your walk that puts fear behind you. That step, that decision, and that step that you take, courageous move. I had to be courageous because what was holding me bound, being transparent with you in the back house, is that it was affordable. And I did not want to get out of, I wanted to stay wise. I didn't want to get out of that comfort zone of what was affordable at that time in that season. But what I love to say is God has such a sense of humor. He gave me something in a better area, far greater, believe it or not, for a little less. Sure did. Absolutely did. That's a whole testimony and story in and of itself. But won't he do it? Oh, yes, he will. When you trust him. And I made the decision to say, okay, it may not make sense to me, but I need to make a change. This season has clearly come to a close, and stepping out courageously, allowing fear to be behind me and stepping out in courage. Again, courage is one step ahead of fear. So our L in let go is leave. Where is it that you need to leave? Stop tolerating where you are. And leave. And understand contextually what Coach Adams is saying. If you're in a marriage and you're in a covenant, I'm not telling you to leave. Don't put that on me. But I'm saying if you're in a relationship and you're not married and it's not what you desire, leave. If you're in a job that's not serving you, you're going in every day and you're miserable. Not only are you miserable going in every day, because the Gallup poll says 87% of people hate what they do. And not only do they hate what they do, they don't like the people that they work with. Why would you go there? Leave. If you're not happy with where your life is, make a decision to adjust and leave where you are. Leaving, what I'm saying is leaving what's familiar, take a risk, stretch out of your comfort zone, and go to the next season. Unrest would say you're no longer in alignment. So you have to leave and adjust. The E in let go in our acronym is explore new possibilities. When I made the decision to say, I'm leaving this little back house in the heart of L.A., and I began to explore new possibilities, I remember this day as if it happened yesterday so clearly. I was living in the heart of L.A. I started looking in a wide range of areas. Again, I'm exploring new possibilities. And I ended up moving to Fullerton. I had never lived in Fullerton. But I was exploring possibilities, new possibilities. And Fullerton was one that opened up for me. Didn't make sense at the time. My church is in Inglewood, still is in Inglewood, California. I had a base of connections in that area because when I made the decision to move there, it made sense at the time. For those of you that are regular listeners to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You, you know that I serve as the Global Master Trainer for Coach Alan Hattie Hollingsworth's Boss Masters Program. And I do boss classes. I oversee boss classes all around the globe. And at this particular time, we have several boss classes in the heart of L.A. It made sense. And it was a good decision at the time. But when the season closed, when your season has closed where you are, don't hold on in a season that has come to a close. Let go and leave. Explore new possibilities. And that's exactly what I did. I went on a journey exploring new possibilities and found a little diamond. Ooh, a needle in a haystack, as one would say. And it's a tremendous blessing for its season. And we have to know the seasons that we're in. So always locate the season that you're in. Our T in our acronym for let go is tap into purpose and let purpose be your guide. Tap into purpose and let purpose be your guide. Why do I say that? Because at any given time, in any season that we're in, there is a purpose for that season. And instead of feeling like, oh my God, it's such a loss, I'm like a big loser, big L, it's a loss, learn the lessons. Allow it to be a big L of learning. Learning the lessons that give you the greater tools that you need that equip you for the next season. But allow purpose to continuously be your guide. And that is that locating where you are. Why am I in this particular season? Because well-meaning people will try to tell you, ooh, they'll try to give you, but you have to know. You have to know why you're making the decisions that you are making. Own them and allow them to be anchored in purpose. So in any season that you're in, see the purpose in it and allow your purpose to be the navigator that guides you to the next level. Again, in our acronym, let go. Leave is our first L, our first letter, L. E is our second letter, explore new possibilities. T, tap into purpose and let purpose be your guide. Let's go to G. Get support. As I stated, I needed wise counsel. Getting support is mentors, coaches, wise counsel. There's been many times on my journey I've had to seek wise counsel. I've had to consult with my mentors. I've had to reach out to my coach. The reason why get support is so important because others can see things from a different point of view and give you insight and wisdom that you may not have considered because you're in the midst of the situation. And I want you to know that as I speak about getting support, I want to share with those of you that are listening in a great opportunity for continuous support through my winner's circle. I want you to know that your dreams, make them a reality today. Level up and achieve greater results through a winning partnership. And that winning partnership, maybe it's one-on-one coaching for you. I'm here for you. But maybe you're thinking, yeah, I want to be in a circle of like-minded individuals. My winner's circle personal and professional lifestyle growth plan, I believe, would be a great answer for you. The winner's circle, we have sessions twice a month, Live where we come together. But in addition to that, there's a Facebook private group. There's, you know, through that you get monthly empowerment, strategic sessions. You get a one-on-one session to calibrate your dream, bonus expert teachings. I mean, I can tell you on and on and on and on. 1 year of coaching in a group setting with like-minded individuals for a mere $4.99 for the year? You should be ringing the phone off the hook now so that you get the support you need. Give our team a call. They're standing by, 310-289-2101, 310-289-2101, or you may email admin@coachadams.com, admin@coachadams.com. You don't have to be on the island all by yourself. Get the support that you need. If you're struggling and you're trying to determine if you're holding on to a season that has come to a close, reach out and get support. I hear, is it Diana Ross? Reach out and touch somebody's hand. Make this world a better place if you can. I say that because so often we close ourselves off, and we can achieve more and we can achieve greater when we simply reach out and say, help, and get support. One can set 1,000 in flight. Two can set 10,000. So one person can accomplish quite a bit by themselves. But wow, there's something extra special that happens in a partnership of iron sharpening iron. You can accomplish greater, like-minded individuals coming together. You know, one thing I must say about my mentors is that I will often have my mind set based on a specific point of view, and I'm set on that, and I'm thinking I got the answer, and I'm set because I'm a coach. I've been professionally trained through Coach University, and I'm certified with the John Maxwell team. I am rich and full with all of this wisdom, and I'm the Global Master Trainer, and all these titles that I have. But quite frankly, there are times when my mindset is a limited point of view. So that's why getting support is so important, because someone else will bring a different point of view. And that's one of the things I love about my mentors. They'll bring a different point of view. And I'll often say, wow, I didn't think about that. So get support. Don't be on an island all on your own. Be okay with going on a journey of discovery and seeking expert counsel, utilizing mentors, partnering with coaches, getting into a lifestyle growth plan like what I have, my winner's circle, so that you're in the midst of, you're collaborating and you're collectively in a circle that's designed with like-minded individuals. And the last is our O in our acronym of let go, understanding that life is about seasons, and that we can't hold on to a season longer than it's been designed, that we have to be okay with making that difficult choice to simply let go. Where do you need to let go? And so as I give you the last, and then we're going to open the lines up, and I trust that you have gotten some richness, and I would love to hear from you. The O is open your mind to see a bigger picture. Because so often when we get stuck where we are and we hold on to a season that has come to a close, it's often because we are seeing things from a very narrow point of view. And we need to expand our mind. We need to open our mind up, allow it to see a much bigger picture. You know, I often reference Steve Jobs, because you can't go into a home or wherever and there not be an Apple product. Okay, maybe you don't have an iPhone, but you probably have an iPad or you had an iPod. You got an Apple Mac or whatever it is. I don't even know all of the products. You got something Apple. You may be on an Android, but you got something Apple. But if you would imagine, if you will, if Steve Jobs didn't open his mind to see a bigger picture, a bigger point of view than where he was at the time. What Apple has created, every time it's been groundbreaking. It's been something that had not yet been created. And so I want to challenge you that where you are has limits. And each and every one of us, myself included, we have to expand those borders and allow ourselves to, our minds to be open to see things from a bigger point of view. Well, now is the time when we're going to come to our lines, and this is the time in our program when we invite you, our global listening audience, to share in the discussion. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. I want you to know that this is a safe space. And I would love to hear from you. Your resident empowerment coach is in session. Maybe you're dealing with a situation and you're struggling with recognizing and identifying, has my season come to a close? And if that is the case, I want to be able to support you with some thoughts that maybe you have not yet considered. If you're sitting in front of your electronic device, you do need to dial in. The dial-in number is 516-453-9374, 516-453-9374. Press 1 on your keypad, your telephone keypad, to add yourself to the host queue. The lines are open, and I welcome the interaction. Would love to know, you've made the decision to tune in to Motivational Mondays today, to make this investment in time. What is it that you're taking away from this time that you're sacrificing? Have you gotten anything from what is being shared? Again, it's a safe space. Don't be shy. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. As we do that and wait to determine if anyone wants to engage with us, I want to share with you that we're going to look at, oh, we have a caller. Caller, I appreciate you engaging with them. Area code 714, last four digits, 7583. You are live on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adam. What's your question or comment for today?
It's a Coach Liquid Mermaid, and my comment is, like, I've blown away by the acronyms, and I let go of Enagic today, the water business for TLC, and definitely in alignment.
I love it. Thank you so much for, one, listening and tuning in, and for engaging and interacting. Because what you have shared truly is inspiring for me as your coach. You know, you never know how you're impacting people and what people are taking away. So I thank you for interacting and sharing what you got from today, and that you have let something go. So this conversation today was a confirmation for you that you're in the right season, you're moving to the next level, and I'm so excited about what's on the horizon for you.
Yay!
Congratulations.
You too.
Any other thoughts you have to share? What was your biggest takeaway from what we talked about today? What stood out the most?
The E, I forget exactly what it was, but for me, I took, like, embrace yourself and letting go, and the decision that you made was in alignment, a better alignment for you. And, like, even though there's certain uplines that disagree and backup and magic, like just knowing that you found a better opportunity and something that fits you, and they went with what fit them. So instead of me like judging them or like, well, why would you stay in this company? I just like let go and just was focusing on the new opportunity and what I do have now. And that's been a major change for me, because I've been like, before coming on here, like I've been very like stuck in the past. Like, I don't know how things are going to change and how can I be in gratitude when things are like this. But then like today I was able to like see a different perspective.
Ooh, I love that. And the E, as you stated so well, it's about exploring new possibilities. Thank you so much for sharing that. Thank you so much for sharing that. And I'm excited about your new possibilities. And I thank you for tuning in. Our lines are still open. So if there's anyone else that would like to share, would love to hear from you, press 1. On your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. I'm going to ask our previous caller, press 1 to remove yourself from the host queue. Press 1 to remove yourself. And for those who need to chime in, you too would press 1 to add yourself to the queue. We still have a few moments in our time together. But I want to remind us, as we open, we took a look at, you know, I said that there's a time for everything, and I want to remind us about this, but you're welcome to engage and chime in if you would like. But I want to remind us, as we prepare to wind down today's installment of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You, I want to remind us that there is a time for absolutely everything. There's a season for everything, a time to be born, a time to die, a time to plant, a time to harvest, a time to kill, a time to heal, a time to tear down, a time to build up, a time to cry, a time to laugh, a time to grieve, a time to dance, a time to scatter, a time to gather, a time to embrace, a time to turn away, a time to search, a time to quit searching, a time to keep, a time to throw away, a time to tear, a time to mend, a time to be quiet, a time to speak, a time to love, a time to hate, a time for war, and a time for peace. The reason why I reminded us of that is that it's important to know what season we're in. And if we're holding on to the season that has come to a close, it's time to let go. And let's be reminded as we close out today of our acronym for let go. L, leave where you are. The season has come to a close. It's time to leave. It's that simple. One word, leave. How do I leave, Coach Adams? You make the decision to go. You simply make the decision up to go. You made the decision to stay, and you're not going. So make the decision to go. Pick up your feet and move. Courage is one step ahead of fear. Don't allow fear to get you stuck in the quicksand and you stay where you shouldn't be longer than the season was designed. Explore new possibilities. Explore new possibilities. Go on a journey of discovery. See what else is out there. As you go on a journey of discovery, it's like you'll find treasures. It's like a treasure hunt. You know, when I was a little girl, I used to love doing a treasure hunt. You get the list and you're looking for these items. It was so exciting. Every time you found one of those items on the little treasure hunt. So when we're talking about explore new possibilities, think of it as a treasure hunt. You're looking for that next treasure, but you won't find it if you're not moving. T, tap into purpose and let purpose be your guide. When we are fighting to stay in alignment with our assignment, with our purpose, I often share that a water bottle serves a purpose, the water in the bottle serves a purpose, and the cap serves a different purpose. Know your purpose and let your purpose be your guide. As we continue in our acronym and we prepare to close out today's installment of Motivational Mondays, today we have our G for get support. Circle yourself. Allow yourself to be, allow the wagons to be circled around you with the right support, positive individuals, mentors, coaches, wise counsel, like-minded individuals. Bottom line, have that circle of trust. I often think of the movie Meet the Fockers with Robert De Niro's character speaking of that circle of trust. You have to have the right people positioned around you. And when you have the right people positioned around you, they are a support in not only where you are, but where you're going. And the O is open your mind to see a bigger picture. When I think about this one, I often think about, and I reference Oprah Winfrey as an example. Now, we know what Oprah Winfrey has achieved, and the reason why I mention her, she's on a grand scale, and it would be rare that someone didn't know the name as a point of reference. But I often think about and hear her story where she said when she was a little girl, her grandmother was putting clothes on the clothesline, and her grandmother said, "Oprah Gail, you got to learn how to do this." And she said in her mind, "No, I don't," because she knew that there was greater. See, Oprah was a reader. And so the reading helped her to open her mind a bigger picture to recognize that there's so much more, so much greater than where we are in this very moment. But if you don't allow your mind to be expanded, if you don't allow yourself to see a bigger picture, you're constrained by the limits of where you are today. And that's why open your mind to see a bigger picture is so key on your journey of letting go. Because when you realize there's something greater, something bigger on the horizon, you get the courage that you need because you know, I won't get there unless I step out. And I often think about my two little mice, Snip and Scurry, the book, Who Moved My Cheese? One was afraid to embrace the journey, a new journey, and died in a cheese station where he was. And the other got into a new adventure, and he was in this place of such vibrancy and living life. Life is to be lived, not just existing. And so when we allow ourselves to be compressed by the limits of where we are and we hold on to seasons longer than they have been designed for, we compress our possibilities. That's all that we have time for today. Let's continue this conversation. If you're not already a part of the Facebook Motivational Mondays forum, it is an open group. We invite you to join. Just simply go to Motivational Mondays forum and ask to be invited or to join, I should say more accurately, and all are welcome. I want you to know that you can visit my website at coachadams.com or give our team a call at 310-289-2101, 310-289-2101. You can follow Coach Adams on Instagram at Coach Adams, the number four, U. We thank you for tuning in today. Next week, oh my gosh, it is the first Monday of the month, and the first Monday is our Wellness Monday, and I'm always excited about it. We will have our global wellness coders in the house with us, talking about mind, body, and soul health. Health is our greatest wealth, and I'm excited about that. Join us next week and every week. Tune in. Go to the archive. Share with a friend. This is Coach Adams signing off for now. I coach, and you win.